USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump says testing for coronavirus has come a long way.
But what's happened with testing is incredible. So as of this morning, we've done 8.5 million tests. And yesterday alone, in one day, we did 300,000 tests. And that's an incredible tribute. And now they have the test where it takes you 5 minutes. That was a test that didn't even exist. Everything had to go to a lab. It would be sent to the lab, so it takes a day, and then it takes another day, but it takes you 3, 4, 5 days if they do a good job.
The April unemployment rate rose to 14.7%. All that being said, your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 455 points to finish at 24,331. The S&P was up 48. The NASDAQ added 141. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the FBI was looking for dirt on former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn that they did not have.
The interrogation of Michael Flynn was not an inquiry. Make no mistake, it was a trap.
McEnany also saying at a White House press briefing that the FBI tried to manufacture a crime against Flynn in the Russia probe. A white father and son are under arrest for the shooting of an unarmed black man in Georgia. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Gregory McMichael and his adult son Travis McMichael facing murder and aggravated assault charges for the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery back in February. Video of the incident showing Arbery jogging in a neighborhood near Brunswick when he's confronted by the men and is then apparently shot by the younger McMichael. A Friday run held by those calling for justice for Arbery. The run goes 2.23 miles to mark the date of Arbery's death.
More news can be found on USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, the jobs report coming out and the unemployment rate being at near 15%. John Lonsky with Moody's Financial tells Fox Business,
"This is a jobs report like no other. It's of historical significance, but as noted earlier, this is not going to be something that becomes a recurring type of phenomenon. It's the consequence of a national health emergency. It is not the consequence of market forces. It was forced upon the U.S. economy. I want to quickly add something, if I may, and that is that, you know, I'm looking at the monthly change in average hourly earnings. It was up 4.7%, and that's telling me that the brunt of these job losses have been borne by lower-income Americans. This makes this all the sadder, because we had so much progress. You know, in February, as recently as February, the unemployment rate, 3.5%. That was a 50-year low, and now we're looking at the highest unemployment rate since perhaps around 1940. It's a sad situation.
A late winter storm is heading to the northeast this weekend. The storm could bring up to a foot of snow for parts of Connecticut and Massachusetts. Meanwhile, out west are dealing with heat as temperatures approach 100 degrees for this Mother's Day in Phoenix and Las Vegas, which is about 10 degrees above normal. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.